This is part one of a previously recorded two-part Live and Local interview.
It's time for another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. Dr. Siobhan Westcott has been named an endowed professor of American Indian Health at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. She's the very first person to hold this position, and she joins me on Live and Local. Congratulations, Dr. Westcott, on your brand new position.
Thank you, Mike. It's an honor to be here.
This position is named after Dr. Susan LaFleche and Suzette LaFleche, her sister, and it is a professorship in public health. Can you define for us what that means?
Well, it really is a fantastic development. So it's honoring the legacy of these two powerful Victorian-era women who were Native and still found a way for their voice to be heard at a time when it was highly unlikely that it would be. So taking that history and saying what we need today is for there to be security, an endowed professorship, so that the voice of whomever holds that professorship is heard for years to come. So that's where we're going, because there's so much, obviously it's a pandemic, the public health is very much in the news, and unfortunately controversial in some ways where it really shouldn't be. However, public health is absolutely vitally important and advocacy is important. So that's where this professorship comes from.
Dr. Susan LaFleche was a Native American, and she was the first Native American doctor in this country. The things she strived to accomplish for Native Americans, how do you feel having a mantle like that placed upon your shoulders?
Well, she cast a long and glorious shadow over everything that I do. I'd say, so she was the first Native American physician of either gender. Of course, before there were more gender choices. So there hadn't been a male Native physician before she graduated from med school. And there had been women who'd become physicians in the U.S. There was a college on the East Coast, and that's where she got her medical degree that was training exclusively women, actually from all over the world. I understand there were only two medical schools in the world that would accept women at the time, in the late 1800s. So, really that's some trailblazing that is just epic. To me, it's not pressure, it's inspiration. So not only did she succeed in medical school, was able to find funding when her tribe couldn't support her, but also came back to work in rural Nebraska, and she took care of not only members of her tribe, but also those neighbors who weren't from her tribe. So she really looked after rural Nebraskans at a time when it was even harder to get physicians in rural areas than it is today.
You are an Alaskan Athabascan. Can you explain your background and your growing up before being able to go off to eventually Harvard Medical and then landing right here at UNMC?
Well, I like to say that I have such a mixture of different races, and everything that my ancestors had in common was that they were nomadic and they intermarried. So my mom is half Athabascan. She grew up in a tiny little village. She really struggled. I just gave a presentation yesterday about pandemics, and when she was four, her whole family fell apart. Her father had been killed in a fishing accident. Her mother contracted TB, she gave birth to a baby brother who was immediately adopted out of state to a white family because that was the practice at the time. Her older sister got TB, so both the mother and the sister were sent to a sanatorium 1,000 miles from the tiny village where my mom was. So my mom was the only person left in the family. And at the time, any child who didn't have at least one parent who was Native would be sent, again, to a white family out of state. her family did not agree with this policy, so they hid her for a number of years. And she eventually got the bug to get educated. She felt like that was the way out of other people making decisions for you that keep you from your family. So she took me around, also at the age of 4, that was a key age. She and I moved to Cambridge, Massachusetts, so she could get a master's.
Join me tomorrow at 7:45 a.m. and 3:44 p.m. for the conclusion of this Live and Local interview.